The year sort of erupted when, all of a sudden, really, in the middle of the year, the administration summarily fired 5 teachers, including the guy who the previous spring had heroically prevented the bloodshed, because the administration was somehow, they were convinced that he must have started the whole uprising and they wanted to get rid of him. And he was a black guy. He was by no means an Uncle Tom. He was very much of a pacifist. He was also standing up for black rights. And the administration was all black. They were subordinated to a white board of trustees. Students protested the firing of this one teacher in particular. They called for a boycott of classes. The school administration sort of panicked. They thought there might be a repeat of the previous year's thing where students had guns. They declared the campus closed. They called for help from the governor. We had a little warning that this was likely to happen, but that the campus was going to be occupied by the troops. But one morning, in fact, the night before the troops came, I called the American Civil Liberties Union branch in South Carolina for advice on what to do if people came to our house, because our house was right on the edge of campus. We rented it from the college. We considered it our house. As it turned out, the college and the troops considered it as part of the campus. So I asked for advice on what to do if the troops came. Well, the troops did come about 3 o'clock in the morning. It was cold, about the 1st of February, I think. There's a pounding on the door, and I go down in my pajamas, and there's a bunch of soldiers and with guns, with bayonets. And here's a guy with a bayonet pointed at my stomach. I still sort of have nightmares occasionally, but it's the middle of the night, it's cold, I'm holding up my pajamas with one hand, there's a bayonet at my stomach. It wasn't funny, but, and the sergeant says, we're going to search your house. So I did what I was told to do by the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. I said, I deny you permission to search the house. And then he says to his troops, search the house, man. And so I said, again, I refuse to give you permission to search my house. And then I stood aside. I mean, what am I going to do? So they searched the house. What are they looking for? Actually, they were looking for students. Students were supposed to have gone home. They were looking for students who might be lurking on campus. But so they didn't find any students. They found me and my wife and the cat and 3 kids. But they found one student in a faculty apartment and arrested him for being on campus in violation of, I guess, the governor's order that the campus was closed. And I think that kid was the only one arrested. And nobody was, in fact, hurt. The students didn't have guns that year. But the campus then was closed for a month. And you know, academically, nothing happened, of course. I mean, people were very much involved. Radical faculty members, administration members who were in a panic that this campus was going to disappear, to close down forever. Eventually, after about a month, the school reopened and we finished up the year, but it was just, everybody was practically agreed not to talk about anything. It's just cross your fingers and pray and hope we get to the end of May without anybody getting hurt.